Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakar opens medals tally for India at Paris Olympics with a bronze in women's 10-meter air pistol event. President, Vice President and Prime Minister congratulate the player on becoming the first Indian woman to win Olympic medal in shooting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi points out rising sales of khadi and handloom products creating new employment opportunities. Sharing his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister calls upon people to cheer for Indian contingent taking part in Paris Olympics. National Testing Agency announces CUET-UG exam results. And cricket, host Sri Lanka lifts the Women's T20 Asia Cup, defeating India by 8 wickets at Dambola. And now the news in detail. Ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakar opened the medals tally for India at the Paris Olympics with a bronze in the women's 10-meter air pistol event today. With the feat, Manu became the first Indian woman ever to win an Olympic medal in shooting competition. Here is more from our correspondent about all the happenings at the Paris Games.
India's first medal success at Paris 2024 came away from the French capital as Manu Bhakar laid to rest the ghost of a Tokyo misadventure in sublime fashion to shoot her way to a bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol event today at Châteauroux. Bhakar notched up 221.7 points to finish behind the Korean duo of YJ Oh and YJ Kim, who to win the gold and silver. Manu became the first Indian woman shooter to win an Olympic medal and the first in the sport to finish on the podium since 2012. It was a poignant moment for Bhakar, who brought joy to the billions back home. Here's Manu speaking to Akashvani.
इतनी सारी मेहनत जो इतने सालों से लगाई है अब फल मिल रहा है तो बहुत बहुत खुशी है मुझे इस बात की और डेफिनेटली इतने सारे लोगों का जो सपोर्ट रहा है बुरे समय में अच्छे समय में वो सब की मैं बहुत आभारी हूँ.
But like life, sports are a great leveler with a heady mix of agony and ecstasy. After the high of a successful ranking round at the Indian Women Archers trio of Ankita Bhakat, Deepika Kumari and Bhajan Kaur were brought down to earth after an insipid quarterfinal showing against the Netherlands. The Dutch won 6-0. Elsewhere, glory came to the jabs and hooks of two-time world champion Nikhat Zareen playing in her first Olympics. The boxer was second best in the first round in a 50kg round of 32 bout against the dogged German Maxi Karina Klötzer, but came back strongly to win by a unanimous decision. She will face top seed Wu Yu in the round of 16.
मैंने अपना बेस्ट दिया और आई एम हैप्पी कि मैं आज के बाउट जीती हूँ. बट हाँ, इट्स जस्ट अ स्टार्ट एंड नेक्स्ट बाउट मेरी चाइना के साथ है. सो होपफुली मैं उस टाइम और अच्छा करने के लिए कोशिश करूँगा.
Elsewhere, women table tennis stars Manika Batra and Srija Akula easily won their first round encounters, but the legendary Asanta Sharath Kamal suffered a shock loss. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu, meanwhile, began her campaign with a win in the badminton competition, while rower Balraj Pawar made it to the quarterfinals in men's singles sculls through the repechage. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian shooter for opening India's medals tally. The President in her message said, India is proud of Manu Bhakar as her feat is going to inspire many sportspersons, especially women. The Prime Minister spoke to Manu over the phone and congratulated her on winning the medal.
सारी कमियों को पूरा कर दिया.
बिल्कुल सर, अभी और भी मैचेस हैं आगे, तो उनमें भी उम्मीद रहेगी कि अच्छा करूंगा.
मुझे पक्का विश्वास है आगे भी मैचेस भी बहुत अच्छा करूंगी.
The Vice President said her achievement is going to inspire the countless young girls who aspire to raise Bharat's tricolour at the Olympic podium. And in the news just in, Indian shuttler H.S. Pranoy outclassed Fabian Roth of Germany in straight games to win his first men's singles match of Group K. Pranoy beat Roth 21-18-21-12 in the men's singles Group K match. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the rising sales of khadi and handloom products in the country are creating new job opportunities. Addressing the nation in his 112th Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani today, the Prime Minister said, The turnover of Khadi village industry has crossed 1.5 lakh crore rupees for the first time.
Khadi gramodyog ka karobar pehli baar 1.5 lakh crore rupees ke paar pahunch gaya hai. Khadi ki bikri 400% badi hai. Khadi ki handloom ki ye badhti hui bikri badi sankhya mein rozgar ke naye avsar bhi bana rahi hai. Is industry se sabse zyada mahilaye judi hain. तो सबसे ज्यादा फायदा भी उन्हीं को हो रहा है.
Mr. Modi said many people who did not use khadi products earlier are now wearing them with pride. He urged people who have not bought khadi clothes to start buying from this year. Speaking about the handloom industry, Mr. Modi lauded 250 women of Rohtak district of Haryana for joining the Unnati self-help group and spreading the magic of colors on clothes. The women joined the self-help group and received training in block printing and dyeing. National Handloom Day will be celebrated in the country on the 7th of next month. The Prime Minister was pleased to note that artisans in different parts of the country are engaged in making handloom popular. He called upon people to upload their local products on social media with the hashtag #MyProductMyPride. Speaking about the pressing issue of drug abuse in the country, Mr. Modi outlined the government's proactive measures to combat this growing menace. He said the government has taken a special initiative called Manas to address the issue. He said the helpline and portal of Manas were launched recently and a toll-free number 1933 has been issued. Prime Minister Modi expressed pride on inclusion of Charaidev Moidum of Assam in the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. The Prime Minister highlighted that it will be the 43rd site of India in the list and the first cultural World Heritage Site from the northeast. Speaking about the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris, the Prime Minister said that the mega quadrillion event is the flavor of the season in the world right now. He asked people to encourage the players and cheer for Bharat.
Is samay puri duniya mein Paris Olympics chhaya hua hai. Olympics hamare khiladiyon ko विश्व पटल पर तिरंगा लहराने का मौका देता है. देश के लिए कुछ कर गुजरने का मौका देता है. आप भी अपने खिलाड़ियों का उत्साह बढ़ाइए. चीयर फॉर भारत.
The Prime Minister also asked listeners to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with 15th of August approaching. He encouraged people to upload their selfies with the tricolor on harghartiranga.com. The two-day conclave of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of BJP-ruled states called Mukhyamantri Parishad concluded in New Delhi today. Addressing the valedictory session of the conclave today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, when the central and state governments work strongly towards the coordinated efforts of public welfare, then the goal of a developed nation will be definitely achieved. BJP's good governance cell coordinator Vinay Sahasrabuddha informed us in a press statement. Besides the Prime Minister, BJP Chief JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other senior BJP leaders attended the meeting. All the 13 Chief Ministers and 15 Deputy Chief Ministers of the BJP-ruled states participated in the Mukhyamantri Parishad. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the evening news. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has declared the result of the Common University Entrance Test, CUET-UG 2024. The entrance test was conducted for over 14,99,000 registered candidates. These candidates had applied for various combinations of subjects across 283 central, state and other participating universities and institutions for the academic session 2024-25. The examination was conducted between 15th and 29th of May at various centers located in 379 cities, including 26 cities outside India. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has expressed anguish at the death of three civil services aspirants due to waterlogging in the basement of a coaching center in the national capital. In a series of posts on the social media, the Lieutenant Governor termed the incident as unfortunate and unacceptable. He has asked the Divisional Commissioner to submit a report covering every aspect of the tragic incident by Tuesday. Mr. Saxena said seven other citizens have reportedly died due to electrocution in the past few days. He said these incidents point towards criminal neglect and failure of basic maintenance and administration by concerned agencies and departments. Meanwhile, the Delhi police has detained the owner and coordinator of the coaching center in Old Rajinder Nagar. The Delhi government has also ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. The Supreme Court will organize a special Lok Adalat week starting tomorrow till the 3rd of next month. This initiative commemorates the 75th anniversary of the Apex Court. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Justice Hrishikesh Roy highlighted that Lok Adalats, or People's Courts, offer accessible and efficient justice that is both swift and cost-effective.
Lok Adalats functions as People's Court, providing speedy and efficient justice. They are regularly organized throughout the country in various courts to expedite faster, amicable settlement of disputes. The benefit of special Lok Adalats are manifold. Firstly, it is cost-effective. Next, it is swift, effective and easy. The award of the Lok Adalats are final, so when decision is given in a Lok Adalat, it is not appealable or challengeable in higher courts.
Bihar police will soon roll out a unified WhatsApp number to receive complaints regarding crime and other issues from the general public. Addressing a workshop in Patna today on three new criminal laws, Bihar DGP R.S. Bhatti said the initiative is in the interest of common people.
Very soon we are working on a single WhatsApp number where people can even give written complaints and they will be acknowledged and then the system will process and take action as per law. I think Karnataka is the only state which has experimented with this. We are in the process of doing that and we will perhaps be the only state in the country which will have a single WhatsApp number and any written complaint will be acknowledged.
The DGP said the state police has increased the use of social media to make itself more active in grievance redressal. Union Minister of State for Minority Affairs, George Kurian, has said that the government is working for the inclusive development of the minorities and it is moving forward with the Prime Minister's vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Viswas and Sabka Prayas. The minister was addressing the valedictory session of Lok Samvardhan Parv at Delhi Heart in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Mr. Kurian distributed appreciation certificates to the participating artisans. In the Lok Samvardhan Parv, more than 160 artisans participated with around 70 unique products. In this event, different workshops for artisans have been organized to enhance their knowledge to take their product to the global market. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, has urged the members of Parliament to be aware about the rules and procedures, work of the committee, code of conduct and others to be an effective parliamentarian. He said the rules are supreme in the House and members should follow it in letter and spirit. The Deputy Chairman was today delivering his valedictory speech at the two-day orientation workshop for the newly elected members of the Rajya Sabha, which was held in New Delhi. Mr. Harivansh also lauded the digital eco-friendly theme of the sessions that updated MPs about various technologies at their disposal to function more efficiently. Sri Lanka women have won their maiden T20 Asia Cup, beating India by 8 wickets in the final at Dambulla today. Chasing the target of 166 set by India, the hosts overhauled the target, posting 167 for the loss of 2 wickets in 18.4 overs. Earlier, opting to bat first after winning the toss, Indian Eve scored 165 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Harshita Madhavi was adjudged the player of the match. Meanwhile, the second T20 international between men in blue and host Sri Lanka is underway at Palakkad. Put into bat, the hosts were 147 for 6 in 18 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Indian skipper Suryakumar Yadav won the toss and opted to field. India won the first match by 43 runs and are looking to seal the three-match series. Sri Lanka, on the other hand, will be looking to keep the series alive with a strong performance in the second T20. And now, before we close, the headlines once again. Ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakkar opens the medals tally for India at the Paris Olympics with a bronze in the women's 10-meter air pistol event. President, Vice President and Prime Minister congratulate the player on becoming the first Indian woman to win Olympic medal in shooting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi points out rising sales of khadi and handloom products creating new employment opportunities. Sharing his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, the Prime Minister calls upon people to cheer for the Indian contingent taking part in Paris Olympics. National Testing Agency announces the CUET-UG exam results. And in cricket, hosts Sri Lanka lifts the Women's T20 Asia Cup, defeating India by 8 wickets at Dambulla. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.